Welcome to USGBC Studio. I'm Heather, and I am the Content Marketing Specialist, and I'm here with three other members of the USGBC Marketing and Communications teams. Would you ladies like to introduce yourselves?
Hey, I'm Christina Wan. I work in the Marketing Department, and I'm a Web Content Specialist.
My name is Amanda. I am a Content Specialist as well under the PR and Comms team here at USGBC.
Hey, this is Allie. I'm USGBC's Communications Manager.
So each of these ladies has recently earned her Lead Green Associate credential, and we wanted to sit down with them to learn a little more about their experiences studying for the exam, taking the exam, and how they feel it will benefit their marketing and PR work here at USGBC. So our first question is, why did you choose to work toward a Lead Green Associate credential?
So I decided to work toward my Lead Green Associate credential because I wanted to understand our core market audience a little bit better, and to be a stronger writer, essentially. I think whenever you know your stuff a lot better, then your writing comes off a lot easier and more natural, and I think that's a good thing. I think being a green building insider is solid.
I would tend to agree. In my role, I work with various forms of technical content contributed by subject matter experts, both internally and externally. And, you know, within that role, it is within my purview to ensure the quality of work being produced, and for it to be authentic and engaging, it needs to come from a place of knowledge.
Yeah, I agree with both of those statements. I oversee USGBC's social media efforts and our multimedia efforts, along with communications and stakeholder engagement from the PR side and content development for our articles platform from the PR side. And all of those functions are better served by coming at them from a place of understanding our product, what we're bringing to market, the transformation we're seeking, and how our users interact with Lead. So the Green Associate was the perfect introduction to how Lead works in the marketplace.
Great. Let's talk a little bit about getting ready for the exam. How many hours of study did it take you to feel prepared to take the exam?
Yeah, I ultimately dedicated about 2 weeks to prepare with 1 week of actual intensive study, which, if I had to calculate hours, was about 20, about half of which was spent in a weekend. So I did this on an accelerated timeline for sure.
I am right in the medium. I am at 40 to 50 hours, I would estimate. I probably studied a lot more than I should have. But it was mostly out of a need to feel comfortable with the exam and feeling good to go whenever I got into the room.
Okay. So there's a wide variety. What kind of study methods did you guys use when you were preparing?
Yeah, I used a lot of different tools. USGBC resources online are great. The education platform is there with courses and practice exams. I used flashcards that I made myself that were really good for the terminology and kind of factoids. The Lead Core Concepts Guide, the BD&C reference guide materials, and the study guide are all really stellar support materials as you're putting together your packet for yourself. USGBC also offered us as staff a study group internally, and that helped a lot. I think, you know, for anyone that's looking to study for this exam, I hope that they have other people in their midst that are doing the same and they can form a little study group, because I think talking through the material can really help you to better understand it.
Yeah. So again, I was on an accelerated timeline, so I kind of pulled out the old college tricks here. I did use a lot of the reference guides that were recommended. If you look at any, you know, recommendations on how you prepare for this test, a lot of people will point you to the Core Concepts Guide, the BD&C reference guide, so I used that, and I also used a lot of practice exams. And also knowing the breakdown of questions by credit category was especially helpful, because then I could target my studying efforts around those concepts that I knew were going to be weighted more in the test.
Thanks, Amanda. So, Christine and Allie, how do you feel having this credential is going to benefit you in your job at USGBC or in the green building industry in general going forward?
Yeah, I've worked in a lot of different industries, and I think regardless of where you're working, if you're working in communications and marketing, it is on you to really dig deeper as much as you can, understand what it is you're selling, what it is you're putting out into the marketplace, what messaging will resonate with different audiences, and the best way to do that is to just immerse yourself in the subject matter that kind of surrounds what you're working on. So I know this is going to help me every day. I think I feel like I use it in just basic emails with contacts that we have, just being able to better understand what question they're asking and how I can get them an answer. But also when we write project profiles or we talk about the use of a single credit for a project, we support a member company and kind of applaud them for the work they're doing. Understanding what went into the achievement that they've made is incredibly powerful as a storyteller.
So a lot of my work revolves around like helping develop content for our variety of websites, because we have quite a many under USGBC and GBCI. And I think having my Green Associate credential really gave me the kind of confidence to be able to authoritatively speak about green building. And I think that's so very important, especially when you're a communicator or you're a storyteller, because you want to deliver your core messaging to the best way possible. And if you have a wide audience and you have a really complex topic, choosing what to bring to the table for your audience is very, very important, because you don't want to be white noise to your market, because then you become irrelevant, which is not good.
Great. Did you face any particular challenges in studying for the exam?
Yeah, so I was particularly nervous before I got to the test. I think it's just those anxieties, man, they creep on you and they happen. And then you walk into the room and you're still nervous, and then you get to the test as you are taking the test and you're still nervous. But I think you just have to have a little faith in yourself that you studied well and that you can power through. So that was my biggest challenge, just doing the mental gymnastics of you will be okay.
Yeah, I would say one of the challenges was just finding time to fit in studying. I don't think I'm the only person that faced that problem or that challenge in preparing for this exam. I think a lot of people who take this test are busy professionals with lives and families and friends and hobbies, and so finding time to fit it in is a bit of a hurdle. So I think just thinking about how you study best, if it's note-taking, then maybe you need to set aside a half an hour in the morning and a half an hour in the evening. If it's flashcards, then maybe you're carrying them with you on the train or on the bus. If it's reading, maybe, you know, make it more pleasant for yourself, go outside on a bench or, you know, find a coffee shop you like. But finding ways to fit it into your daily life instead of, like, setting it aside as hours and hours on end, unless that's what you need. Maybe some people need 3 or 4 hours in a row, in which case, more power to you.
So a few months after I finished the test, I was on my way home after work on the train, and I noticed an individual sitting on a bench close to me, and he had the core concepts guide out, and it looked like he was probably taking a practice test on his phone, and it reminded me of all of those hours that I spent just feeling really anxious about the test. And I wanted to go up to him and say that it was going to be okay, that you'll get through it, and it's probably not as bad as you're expecting it to be. And in many ways, it was a nice capstone to that whole experience that I had, knowing that people put in the time, put in, you know, the resources to take this test. It really validated for me that the work that I do at this organization is meaningful for other people.
Thanks, everybody. So if you are interested in learning more about the LEED Green Associate exam and the credential, you can go to usgbc.org/credentials. And thank you for listening today.